Chateau Ultra Dome, written by Triple F, narrated by Amaya Thompson. Prologue. These four very tall women are board directors of a big business corporation, which gets an average annual turnover of about $2 million. These women are Barbara Bitchhead, who is the main managing director, Sally Super Slut, who is the operations director with Natalie Nympho Hoare, and Caitlin Cuntface as the other directors. These women are sexy, smart, well-educated, but very, very bitchy. They have everything. Those female directors really bully their employees by treating them like absolute dirt, like puppets on a string. All their employees are males and females. They are much smaller than them, so the directors can dominate them using their unusual height. What's even worse is that their wages are so low. This is the reason why these women are so rich. One woman by the name of Melinda Minnie, who was always struggling in the company, was always made to feel very uncomfortable every time she made a mistake. She was always treated like a play toy, bearing in mind she was only 5 foot tall. "What is this fucking shit report, Melinda?" blasted Barbara. Poor Melinda couldn't say anything. "I think it's time for your punishment, Melinda." "Hey, Barbara, what do you think?" suggested Sally with an evil smirk on her face. "Good idea, Sally. Ladies, get whips and chains out. And don't forget the collar." Barbara was looking forward to punishing Melinda once again. The other four women then proceeded to strip off Melinda's clothes to the bare essentials. Poor Melinda was so small, she had no chance in hell against those four very tall women. They beat her so senseless using whips and chains.
"See what happens when you don't do your job properly, you little shit?"
"And now you are our own little bitch," snarled Natalie. Then those bitchy women humiliated her even more by treating Melinda like a dog. They even put a dog collar around her neck. Melinda felt so helpless, she didn't know what to do. To make matters worse, the directors made Melinda crawl around the office like a dog, giving all of her colleagues their mail. She wasn't even allowed to speak. As she was a dog, she could only bark. Woof. Her colleagues were not impressed at the way she was treated. The women had a main client called Mike Studmaster. He stood at 5'10" tall. Even though he was smaller than those women directors, he never felt intimidated by them. Mike was a true gentleman. He was always good-natured to everyone around him. He treated everyone equally. Though Mike was not impressed by what those women directors were doing to their employees. He had seen it so many
Sample complete. Ready to continue?